All right, it's time for us to take a look at the weather. Anthony Jay is in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How goes it? How was your weekend?
It was good. Yesterday I was watching the Giant game, and it was just a downpour. And I looked outside the window, and then I looked at the radar. And we ended up getting that cold rain yesterday afternoon, beginning at about, I think it was for us, it began about, oh, I want to say 2, and then continued into the early right. evening. But nothing like they got on the coast and down, and what they got at Giant Stadium. At Giant Stadium, it was just it just looked horrible.
Oh yeah, and I did have some friends at that game. They were tailgating, and that rain was a little overachieved compared to what it looked like. I think that on Saturday, so that was interesting. But yeah, for us, what we have now is just some fog, actually some dense fog. In parts of the area, we have a dense fog advisory through about 9 a.m. So some real low visibilities in the valleys, under half a mile possibly. But then the sun will be back, and it's going to be no rain and a dry day. Highs will be in the 60s. So we're going to have a dry weather again tomorrow. Pretty typical stuff for late October, temps near 60. And the next chance of rain Tuesday night. So watch out for the rain Tuesday night. And then I think it's going to get out of here, though, by early Wednesday morning. So no major storms I see this week, but that'll be our main event Tuesday night and Wednesday with rain. And then the end of the week, most likely staying on the dry side. So that's the way I see it this week. Just watch out for that fog this morning, because it could be dangerous.
Now, is it going to be cold temperatures in the morning and then get up to about 60 during the days?
Yeah, exactly. Not much change with the highs, 60, 62, 64 should do it all week, actually. And the morning temps, tomorrow could have some spots down the upper 30s again. And the same thing Thursday morning. So a frost a possibility in some areas again, although most areas will stay above freezing.
Well, we don't care about frost anymore, because anybody who has any moved all the dangerous things inside already. So we don't care about frost anymore. Frost doesn't concern us anymore. We're just waiting
frost
for
the pumpkin.
that's right. Now, we are. Are the temperatures? Do we have any more warm days in store, or now we definitely into just now the fall into winter forecast, temperature wise?
Yeah, we're looking at not a lot of real cold air out there, but temps, if anything, averaging a little bit above normal. For this week into the weekend, and if anything, above average, temperature weather pattern looks to be above normal for the next week or so, maybe a week or 10 days or so. So we're not transitioning, towards anything like a winter weather pattern here. It's going to remain pretty mild, so we got to enjoy it, while we still can, because as we head towards Thanksgiving, that's when we really start to see some of those real cold outbreaks coming to the Northeast.
And it's not too long till we turn the clocks, right?
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's right around Halloween, isn't it, that we do it?
Yeah, I know, of course, in the springtime we go ahead, and we go back in the fall time. I believe it might be the weekend of Halloween. I'd have to double-check that.
Oh, well. So that'll be the time when I get up in the pitch black and I go home in the pitch black.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be November 3rd is when daylight savings time will be ending. So then you really notice it.
Wow. I tell you. I'm not, that's the time I fear. I don't like that.
Yeah, so. I'm with you, Marshall, because I, not a fan of the winter months, so I'm going to try to make some trips, out west maybe during the wintertime to escape, the heart of the winter. Maybe go out to Las Vegas or Southern California.
You're going to Southern California for some vacation time, huh?
Well, I'd like to, yeah. I haven't been out there in a while. And I especially want to get out of here, when it's cold, around the Christmas, after Christmas or around there, go out to Las Vegas and maybe Southern California.
Burn some of that money you've been making. Just light it up.
Sure.
Take it out of your wallet. Light it up in Las Vegas and just burn it, because you can't take it with you.
That's right. They'll reimburse you, right?
That's right. All right. We'll check with you next Monday.
Excellent. Yes, Marshall.
All right. Take care, Anthony.
You too.
Anthony J. with the weather this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.